Powerful Christ, we are grateful that you came to us as a child who grew out of a community that nurtured, supported, and taught you the way of your ancestors. You have asked us to do the same, to treat every child as we would treat you, to love every person as you have loved us. We are grateful that your power is rooted in love, not force. Your strength is displayed through community, not might. You have taught us to work toward a better world where all of creation thrives and where every child matters. On this Orange Shirt Day, we remember Phyllis Webstad as a child and the stolen childhood of all the children forcibly raised by church-run institutions known as residential schools. We lament how these institutions stole from children the opportunity to grow in a safe and loving environment, stole from elders the opportunity to share their teachings and wisdom with younger generations, and stole from communities the opportunity to live intergenerationally. We mourn the children who never made it home, the communities that were destroyed, the broken hearts, the stories never shared, and the shattered relationships. We ask that you provide comfort to all who are seeking healing and who are daily wrestling with the ongoing harmful legacy of these institutions. We pray for strength to all who name how colonial powers have harmed us as people and as a nation, often at great personal cost, and courage to all who are working toward reconciliation. Christ's child, as you grew, you reminded us to always welcome and care for children. We remember your children today. We lament and acknowledge the sinful ways that colonial powers tried to eradicate Indigenous culture within Canada, breaking Indigenous families, removing children from their homes while destroying communities. And we pray for healing so that we who live together in this country can also work together to build a better future where all children are cherished, beloved, and given what they need to thrive, so that we may treat all children as we would treat you, our beloved. May it be so. Amen. I ask if you would now join with me in an Indigenous Lord's Prayer. And I think, Brad, you have the words to. Thank you. So, Great Spirit, our Creator who is in all places, sacred is your name. May your wisdom guide us, your will be done in our lives as it is throughout creation. Provide for us today the nourishment we need, and forgive us our wrongs as we forgive those who have wronged us. Lead us on the path of understanding and respect, and protect us from ignorance and harm. For you are the source of all power, beauty, and love, from generation to generation, forever and always. Amen.